Hola amigos, bienvenidos. Welcome back to the Language Tutor, friends. Today I want to talk to you about something that is going to completely open your world up in Spanish. I mean, after today's lesson, you are going to really have a new world. It's going to be great because we're going to be talking about AR verbs. And guess what? AR verbs are the most common, popular, widely used verbs in the Spanish language. And I'm going to teach you something today that you're going to be able to apply to all of them for the most part. And you're going to be able to just learn that verb and immediately start using it right away, okay? Now, first of all, there are AR verbs in Spanish, there are ER verbs in Spanish, and there are IR verbs in Spanish. IR verbs are the least common, ER verbs are the next most used, and AR verbs are the most common. There are more of those than any other type. And when I say AR verb, it's very simple. I'm talking about a verb that just ends in the letters AR. Okay, look at some examples right here. Hablar, cantar, buscar. Okay, there are just a couple. See, they end in AR, so they're an AR verb. There you go. Now, think back to the chart. Okay, remember I told you to use that chart and print it in your mind. It's going to be very important today. We're going to use it as a visual organizer that we can apply to every single AR verb in the language. And this is what I mean. You know, you take the verb hablar, which means to speak. I don't need to teach you how to say I speak, you speak, she speaks, they speak, we speak. And then you don't have to turn around and learn, well, caminar means to walk. And now we're going to learn how to say I walk, she walks, they walk, we walk. None of that's necessary. All you need to do is know that the verb caminar means to walk. That's all you need. And hablar means to speak. And nadar means to swim. That's all you need to know. All right? So pay close attention to this because I'm going to show you how to figure all that other stuff out in one shot. All right, let's draw the chart on the board really quick. We have our three spaces on the left and three spaces on the right. And remember, up here on the top left, everything that's in the top left has to do with me. That's the I section, okay? Everything in the middle left has to do with you, talking to one person that I know well. And then everything in the bottom left has to do with he, she, or you, formal. Everything in the top right has to do with we, and everything in the middle right has to do with vosotros, you, plural, you and other people, you, plural. And then everything in the bottom right has to do with they or you, plural, also, okay? I'm going to give you these endings. You might want to draw your chart real quick on your paper. Just scribble that chart out really quick, and I want you to write these endings down, right? In the top left, here's the first ending. It's O, just the letter O. You might be saying, what is he talking about, an ending? We're going to use these endings in just a second. I promise you'll understand it. And in the middle left, we're going to use the ending AS, A-S, okay? In the bottom left, write this ending, A, just the letter A. Okay, so far we've got O-A-S-A, O-A-S-A. So learn those endings. Let's go ahead and start imprinting that in our mind, left hand with O-A-S-A, O-A-S-A, okay? Go to the right side. The nosotros ending is amos, amos. And the middle right vosotros ending is ice, ice, okay? And then the bottom right is an, an. All right, let's just take a minute to go over those endings and try to put them in our mind. O, as, a, amos, ice, an. Again, o, as, a, amos, ice, an. Okay, now that doesn't take too long to learn. Just try to imprint that in your head. Now, this is what we do. Let's take the verb hablar, okay? Now, you saw these in a different lesson. We talked about greetings one time. But we use the verb to speak, and do you speak Spanish? Hablas español, and I speak Spanish. Hablo español. What we're going to do, we'll clear the chart off for just a second now that you've got those in your notes. And let's take the verb hablar. And let's pretend that I wanted to say, I speak. Now, first of all, we know that we can't just take that word, hablar, and pull it down and say, yo hablar. That would not make sense, and I'm going to tell you why. When a verb An AR verb has its AR still on there. It's in that form. It's hablar. That AR makes it mean literally to speak. To speak. Okay, literally. So if you said, I need to speak, you would say hablar just like that, because it literally means to speak when you have that AR at the end. And an ER verb is the same thing. It would mean to do that if it still had the ER or the IR on it. So the verb hablar means to speak. I can't say yo hablar because that would mean I to speak. So what we got to do is make some changes just like we do in English. I've got to speak. I don't say I to speak. I have to modify it. I have to take off that to. If I were going to say she does that, I'd take off that to and I'd add an S and say she speaks, right? So we got to make changes just like we do in English. Here's how we make those changes. First thing we're going to do always is take off the AR. Now, in the verb hablar, we take off the AR. Now we're just left with H-A-B-L. Now, all we have to do is apply the endings, okay? Apply the endings. So we're going to say back to I speak yo. Now think about, look on your, in your notes, on your chart. Where is the word yo? It's on the top left of your chart, right? Everything in your mind has put yo, everything that has to do with yo or me is up there in the top left, correct? So think about this. If everything that has to do with I is in the top left, what ending did I put in the top left? Oh, correct? So when I want to say I speak, I take off the AR and I simply put the ending oh on there. Yo hablo. That's why we said in another lesson we did greetings, we said I speak Spanish. Yo hablo español. I could just say hablo. I don't even have to say yo. Okay? Look at the next one. Tú. I'm saying you speak. You speak Spanish. Okay? Tú is in the middle left of the chart. So I take the verb hablar and I take off the AR. I'm left with H-A-B-L. Which ending did we write in the middle left? As. A-S, right? That's the ending we put on it. Tú hablas. That means you speak. That's why in the greetings we learn, ¿hablas español? Do you speak Spanish? All right, now look down here in the bottom left of the chart. We've got él, ella, and usted. The ending we put there was a. Those three all use the same ending. They all use the same ending. So he speaks, él habla. She speaks, ella habla. And if I want to be respectful, I can say usted habla. Or I can even flip it and make it a question. ¿Habla usted español? Okay? So go to the right side. Nosotros, we speak. Nosotros hablamos. That's the ending we wrote up on the top right. Now the Spain version. Vosotros habláis. Habláis. And then ellos, ellas, and ustedes, in the bottom right, ellos hablan. An is that ending we use for all three of those, okay? Ellas hablan, in you plural, ustedes hablan, all right? Now let's look at one more verb, just because now, you know, I just want to do another example, but now I want you to understand that you can apply these endings to any AR verb in the present tense. And you got them all. Okay, so let's look at one more. Nadar, to swim. I swim. Think about it. I'm not, you know, we're not going to go too far in it because I just want you to think, what would I do if I'm doing I swim? Right, take off the AR and I'm going to add that ending. So yo nado. Okay, you swim. Tú nadas. Good. Él, ella, usted, he, she, or you swim. Él nada. Ella nada. Usted nada. We swim. Nosotros nadamos. You swim, plural. Vosotros nadáis. They swim. Ellos nadan. Ellas nadan. And ustedes nadan. Okay. At this point, when you get son, all you have to do is learn the AR verb. All I got to do is say, hey, to walk is caminar. And that's all you need to know. Now you can go, all right, what's we walk? What's up there in that end? Okay, nosotros caminamos, right? Or if I were to say to you, I look for, buscar. Buscar is the verb to look for. I look for, okay, well, buscar, take off the AR, the ending is, oh, yo busco. What about they look for? Ellos buscan. You see, friends, you can apply that to every AR verb out there. Now, of course, you know how it is. There are going to be a few rule breakers, right? We're going to have a few irregulars. We'll pick those up in other lessons. They have a little bit of a difference, a little change to them. No big deal. We'll get those as we progress through, okay? Practice AR verbs. Here's what you need to do. Practice o, asa, amos, eisan, but learn as many AR verbs as you can. Learn as many as you can. There are a bunch and bunch and bunch and bunches of those. So learn them because you can just automatically start using them in your conversation. All right?